two items today. First, a review of a My Fair Lady production, and second, the Broadway musicals to be included on the 2015-16 ASU Gamage Broadway season. My Fair Lady is a tough musical to stage, but Gilbert's Hale Center Theater presents a beautiful and thoughtful staging with a fine local cast. The musical challenges because it's a period piece set in 1912 London that mandates two very different English accents, accomplished singers, and actors who can create complex characters. The glittering Hale production looks fabulous with rich period costuming and nice sets, and it has an outstanding cast that tells the story of flower girl Eliza Doolittle's transformation by Henry Higgins to a lady. Annalise Webb delivers a believable and beautifully sung Eliza that you care about as she tries to better herself. Rob Stewart's Henry is strong as he treats Eliza with dogged tenacity, knowing she can achieve what appears impossible initially. The supporting cast is perfect. The Cambrian James staged production moves briskly and has unbelievable verve. Hale Center's My Fair Lady earns 4 stars out of 5 and continues through April 4th. The 2015-16 ASU Gamage Broadway season includes the first local appearance of the biggest musical in recent Broadway history, The Book of Mormon. This show has been touring for 3 years but hasn't played here until it opens the season with a 3-week run beginning October 20th. Next is the holiday attraction, A Christmas Story, the musical, followed by If Then, a contemporary musical about a woman's approach to life in New York City. The show's successful Broadway run starred Idina Menzel, but she will not tour. Adapted from the successful film, The Bridges of Madison County lasted on Broadway for a short run because of the fine performances of Kelly O'Hara and Stephen Pasquale in the lead roles. Neither star will be in the tour at ASU Gamage. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is a big Broadway hit due to the musical's zany comic situations, but the small show may get lost on ASU Gamage's huge stage, and it is critical that every word of dialogue be understood to enjoy the show's delights. One wonders why a revival of 42nd Street was included, since the show has played here many times. Disney's Newsies completes the season along with a production of Annie. Two of the recent Broadway musicals that are touring next season but won't play here include Matilda and Beautiful, the Carol King tribute. Phoenix still isn't in the select group of American cities that see tours of recent Broadway hits early. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.